This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Today, of course, Election Day across Wyoming and across the nation. The number of registered voters on the eve of the state's general election is just under 239,000. Secretary of State Max Maxfield says that's about 55% of the voting age population in Wyoming and represents an increase of over 20,000 since the primaries in August.
If you have not yet registered to vote, you can register right at your polling place on Election Day. Polls are open from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening.
Maxfield says polls don't close until the last person in line at 7 p.m. has voted. Wyoming employers are required to allow 1 hour off to vote for any employee who does not have 3 consecutive hours off during the time the polls are open.
Do you love Wyoming and care about its future? Don't miss the annual Wyoming Forum, November 15th and 16th at Little America in Cheyenne, hosted by the Wyoming Business Alliance. This fast-paced event focuses on the last 30 years and the events and policies that have made our state an even better place to do business in. This is Wyoming's premier event for policy discussion, where ideas are formed that make a difference. Gain the edge you're looking for. Meet people like you with challenges like yours. Grow your network and build your success. Registration is limited. Claim your spot today at WyomingBusinessAlliance.com.
David Bullard, a senior economist with the Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, says that the state experienced continued job growth during the second quarter of 2012, according to a new report.
Right. The state's economy continues to grow. It grew at 2.5% in first quarter and 2.1% in second quarter.
Both figures are considerably higher than the state average quarterly job growth of 0.3% over the past 5 years, according to Bullard. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.